welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hi, friends. Happy Friday. How are you doing? We are a week away from Christmas, and I hope that your holiday preparations are going well. If you're traveling, maybe you're in an airport right now or on a long drive or braving some weather, stay safe and good luck. One of my travel tips is that if you're going on a long drive or a flight or something like that, I love to wrap up things individually for my kids, and I'll either go to the dollar store and pick out a few novel toy type items that can keep them busy, or I even wrap up their snacks if I get an individualized, you know, Nutella sticks or even gum or a little candy or M&M, mini M&M tube thing. I'll wrap those up individually, and then every hour I give them something novel, either a snack or a toy, and then that way they have something to open. They feel really excited and special. I mean, obviously, this is mostly for the younger ones, but you do this for the older kids too, if they're excited. Or I'll give them like a new pair of headphones or something like that. And so it really just kind of breaks up the trip. It gives them something to look forward to. You can say, you know, if you're on your best behavior, when it's 11 o'clock, then you're going to get another treat. And then they get to open it. And even if it's like super regular and lame, because it was wrapped, suddenly it's a super awesome gift. And so that's something that's really worked well for our travels. I'm so thankful to be on the West Coast again for this holiday season. We traveled for the last 2 years from the East Coast out to the West Coast every time we had a holiday. And man, it's just so hard with the weather and the long flights and doing it by myself. I'm really glad to be driving distance from anywhere that we're going this holiday season. So good luck if you're in that boat, though. It's such a special time, and I hope you can just enjoy that time with your family, even if it's being squished together in an airplane row. Make the most of it. So today's episode is number 99, and when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk with you about today, I wanted to answer a question that I get a lot, and it's, how do you think the podcast is going? And because that's a question that I get so often, I figured you might be wondering the same thing. And I know for podcasts that I listen to, I love it when the host gives me a little behind the scenes look at how it's going and what they're doing and things like that. And so I thought I would kind of give you a behind the scenes look of the podcast and share with you how I think it's going after 99 episodes. So let's pretend you just asked me, Jessica, how's the podcast going? I'm so glad you asked. So when I started the podcast, I legitimately thought 75 people would listen. I thought some of my family would listen. I thought my inner circle group of friends, like from each of the locations that I've lived, they would probably listen. And so that was like totaling maybe like 75 people. And then to me, that was good enough. And when I started brainstorming people that I wanted to have on the show, my list was mostly just people that I knew, extraordinary moms that I knew. And I realized I knew so many of them. And I figured, yeah, I can probably, you know, fill a lot of months worth of content just with people that I know. As I started putting out these podcasts in mid-January of 2016, almost 1 year ago, the cool thing is I had my friend Allison on episode number 4, and she was kind enough to share that with her followers, and I'll never forget, you guys. So the morning that I launched, I remember being ranked like 96. And the cool thing about podcasts, if you're interested in starting a podcast, it's really super easy. And literally all you have to do is Google it and you can figure it out. Also, Pat Flynn has an excellent how to start a podcast tutorial that really helped me a lot with some of the basics. But anyways, if you want to start a podcast, you totally should, because iTunes does a really great thing where in the first 8 weeks, it's kind of like an incubator period where if you get kind of an influx of audience members and downloads, they kind of elevate your status in their ranking system. And so for those first 8 weeks, you are prioritized above other podcasts that may have been around longer. And so you feel really good about yourself. And the higher ranking you have, the more chance that people will notice you. If you're not in that top section on kids and family, you know, it's hard to even know that you exist. And I mean, I'm not a popular person. So how is anybody going to know the Extraordinary Moms podcast exists? And so I was kind of worried about that. But the cool thing is, so when Allison was on the show, and I had launched 4 episodes, okay? Because one of the tips for launching a podcast is you want more than one episode to air on your launch day because you want people to download more than one episode and then it bumps you up. So little background tip for you. Okay, so in the morning I was like 96 or something and I called my husband. I'm like, what? Like we're even in the top, you know, rankings? That's amazing. I can't even believe it. And then throughout the day, like every 2 hours or so, I would check just because I was so excited. And then we'd move up to like the 50s and then the 40s. And then, oh my gosh, we're in the 20s. And then by, I think it was like around 9 p.m. my time, Eastern time, Allison posted on her Instagram that she was on this podcast called Extraordinary Moms Podcast. And I'll never forget this because I've never experienced anything like it. She tagged me in that post. And all of a sudden, I had people adding me and adding me and adding me and commenting. And the ads were coming so fast that I couldn't even like scroll to like read a name. It just kept like scrolling down. And obviously, like I'm not doing this to become popular, but I did want people to find out about the podcast if it's something they thought would be helpful and beneficial to them in their lives. And so having people add me on Instagram was so meaningful to me because it meant like, hey, they care. And now Extraordinary Moms Podcast is on their radar. And that meant so, so much to me. And so because of Allison's boost, which I so appreciate, Allison, we hit number 9 on the kids and family section. That meant the world to me. And I couldn't believe in the first day. And I had a goal, like a lofty goal. Okay. I mean, it's kind of lame for podcasters like talk numbers and like show off in that way. But I'm going to tell you because I always wonder how many downloads a podcast gets. So I'm going to tell you my goal in the first month was to have 1,000 downloads. I thought, okay, if I do 4 episodes in the month, that would be super cool if I could reach 1,000 downloads. Like that would be awesome, right? You guys. By the end of that 24-hour period, I had over 1,000 downloads on Allison's episode alone. And then I had 3 other episodes with fabulous extraordinary moms also receiving downloads. So that was the boost that I needed. So in that first week and first 8 weeks, I was number 9 in the kids and family section. And then I was also in the new and noteworthy section. And so that little podcast that could, the Extraordinary Moms podcast, was getting the exposure that I just never dreamed possible. And from that time on, I have been so encouraged because I have heard from so, so many of you now through emails, through direct messages, through comments, saying that a certain episode really touched your heart or really validated your feelings or gave you some new resources to help you if your journey was similar as the guests. Another cool thing was that almost immediately I had people emailing me telling me about other extraordinary moms that I had never heard of, but you better believe they were extraordinary. And so I had these new moms crossing my desk and I had the opportunity to reach out to them and flatter them and say, hey, so-and-so thinks you're extraordinary. I do too. Would you come on the podcast? And I'd love to interview about it. And so that's been a real blessing. I've met so many incredible women from all over the country, all over the world now. And it's just incredible to see the reach that this podcast has had. And I don't say that in a bragging way because this podcast truly isn't about me. Like I am proud of myself that I've been able to figure out the technology aspect. I'm not a techie person. So to figure out all the editing and the hosting and everything like that, that was a big challenge and I really stepped up to that. So in that respect, yes, I'm patting myself on the back for that. But other than that, this show is truly not about me. It is about having a platform for these moms to share their extraordinary lives and stories with all of you. And so it's been my privilege to get to reach out to these women and either because I know them or because I've been introduced to them and say, hey, I think you're extraordinary. Will you talk with me on the podcast? And I've had so many people who I never dreamed would be on the show say yes, because they feel like this is an important thing to share and an important message. And what I really love is when people that are maybe known for one thing, but not so much known for their motherhood journey, I think it's really cool when they're given the opportunity to share their motherhood aspect of their lives. So if they're a business person or something like that, it's cool to see another side to them. And so that's been really fun. And then also some people ask, like, how do you get your guests? So like I said, I started with my list of people that I just knew that were extraordinary. And then from there, I made a list of people that I didn't know, but were on my radar that I thought were interesting and extraordinary in some way or another. And then I started reaching out to them. And I was so pleased who responded. I mean, I was so shocked sometimes that anybody gave me the time of day, because some of these people now, you know, are authors or are parenting experts and things like that. Like, why did Dr. Laura Markham even return my email? Why did Danielle Walker, 3-time cookbook author, even get back to me? And it has blown my mind how giving and just, it just warms my heart so much that they would give this podcast a chance. And I feel so proud that this podcast has become a place that people of all levels and status levels and people of all seasons of life, that they want to be a part of this. People who have toddlers, people that have really challenging stories to tell, people that have some fame associated with their name. It is so amazing to me to think they would want to take the time to be on the Extraordinary Moms podcast. Like, it didn't exist a year ago. And then suddenly here, I've just created it, and now people are saying yes to being on it. That just blows my mind. And so I'm so, so grateful to every single guest. And even the people that I've reached out to that have had to say no for one reason or another, simply the fact they even got back to me and said, hey, you know what, I don't think that'll fit into my life at this time, but good luck. Even that felt like a win to me. I didn't expect every single email I sent out to have a positive response back, but I did feel like it was positive when they responded with something really kind and supportive. But then, you know, even if they had to decline, that's totally fine with me. And I totally respect that, because they have to make choices and I have to say no to things too sometimes. But the fact they would even get back to me is just so impressive. And so I really want to encourage all of you moms out there, if you have a passion project in mind, if you want to start a podcast, if you want to write a book, if you want to start exercising, if you want to, you know, start a club in your area or an organization, you do that. You Google it and you figure out how to do that because you can. And literally, like I said, I thought 75 people would listen, and I'm not like a numbers person, but we have now had over 125,000 downloads to date. There are some episodes that have received over 5,000 downloads apiece. And these are moms that need these stories. You guys don't download these episodes to hear me talk about how perfect of a mom I am. You don't listen to these episodes to hear words of wisdom from Jessica Dahlquist. You tune in every week because you want to be encouraged and inspired by the stories of other moms. You want to be a better mom by hearing from other great moms. And the thing that has really been the most rewarding to me is when I've heard from people that have said, by listening to the podcast, they didn't feel inferior to these extraordinary moms. They felt like they were a part of this club. They didn't feel like these moms I'm having on are different than them. They saw themselves in these moms. They saw that these moms who are doing extraordinary things and are telling this story on the podcast, they're experiencing some of the same exact hardships that they are on a daily basis. Extraordinary moms are not immune from challenges. They are not perfect moms. They're extraordinary because of the work that they're doing and the fact that they're trying their very best. That is what makes them extraordinary. And I had a comment on a Facebook post recently that said, it was a mom that was saying how she's been hesitant to listen to the podcast because she feels inadequate as a mom. And that really bummed me out to think that anybody would think that the podcast would make them feel smaller. And I know that that word extraordinary can feel, I don't know, a little overwhelming. Like if you feel like, well, what is an extraordinary mom? Is it the mom that's doing the grandest birthday parties? Is it the mom that's doing everything right? Is it the mom that never yells? Is it the mom that always is put together by 8 a.m. when they're dropping their kids off at school? Is that the extraordinary mom you're talking about? But it's not. It's the regular mom in the sweatpants. It's the mom with the top knot. It's the mom that's sitting by her child doing piano practice every single day because she knows they'll regret it if they quit. It's the mom that's driving through McDonald's. It's the mom that's cooking a homemade meal. It's the mom that works out 5 times a week. And it's the mom that does well to get around the block with the stroller. It's the mom that loved the newborn stage. And it's the mom that had postpartum depression. These are all extraordinary moms. And it breaks my heart to think that there's a mom that goes to bed at night who's truly done their best, that thinks they're not doing a good job and they're not extraordinary. And so as long as I have the time and energy, I will keep putting out these podcasts, showcasing these stories of extraordinary moms from around the country and from around the world that you will hopefully see yourself in. You may not have experienced the same thing that they've experienced, but I hope some of the lessons that they share are universal. I hope some of the feelings that they share are universal. I hope that you can be inspired by them. I hope you can be encouraged by them. And mostly, I hope that you can see that just as they're doing extraordinary work in the lives of their families, so are you. You are an extraordinary mom. And you know, it's the moms that are listening to parenting podcasts, that are reading parenting books, that are trying new things for their kids and new techniques and new discipline measures and new incentive charts and potty training tips. Those are the extraordinary moms. It doesn't mean they're going to get everything right. It doesn't mean they're not going to have complete failures at times. But it's the moms that wake up every morning committed to trying a little harder to be a little better. And that is what an extraordinary mom is. So how do I think the podcast is going? It's been wonderful. It has been a wonderful, wonderful year. And it does take up time and it is time consuming. But you know what? I've just found that you make time for the things that are meaningful to you. And this has been extremely meaningful to me. I love getting to schedule these podcast interviews, and I record them via Skype, in case you don't know. I Skype with my guests and for about, 45 minutes to an hour, and I send them questions ahead of time that will help guide our conversation. But before we get started, I always tell them, this is like a mom chat. We're just going to have a conversation, mom to mom. These questions will help guide the conversation so we know where we're going, but we're just going to talk about mom stuff. And sometimes we kind of stick to that format, but then sometimes it goes way off depending upon how our conversation's going. And I mean, it's just like, you and your friend chatting on the couch. And hopefully it feels like that for the listener as well. And so I have felt so uplifted this year because whether I'm parenting firsthand to my 3 little boys, or whether I'm thinking about the podcast and pondering motherhood topics, or whether I'm thinking about a conversation I just had with a mom, or whether I'm thinking about another mom that I think is extraordinary and thinking about why they're extraordinary. And I'm just constantly being inspired by mothers. And I feel like for me in this stage of my life, there's no better pursuit and there's no better thing to be thinking about for me. My 1.5-year-old still takes 2 naps a day. And so there are large chunks of time, 2 times a day, when I am homebound and he doesn't sleep in the car or anything. So I'm at home in the morning and in the afternoon. And, there's only so much cleaning I can do or that I want to do. And so I had to start finding some activities that I could get done at home. And so, yeah, I still read and I clean and I watch shows and I, waste time and do my nails and things like that. But it has been so meaningful pursuing this passion project. And so that's why I just encourage you to think about something that's meaningful to you and think about in this season of your life, what could you do that would really feel fulfilling to you? Because this is something that I never really thought of before last fall. I listened to podcasts and I thought how neat they were, and I loved listening to them in the car and while I was exercising and doing laundry and things like that. I loved them, but I never really thought about doing it. But then when I had the thought late one night when I was feeding Jackson, when he was only about 4 months old, and I was thinking, well, what would I want to listen to right now? Because I don't always like looking at my phone while I was nursing, but I wanted to be listening or doing something. And so I thought, well, what would I want to hear right now? And I thought, well, I'd want to hear stories from other moms, especially their challenges and how they got through them. And so I kind of searched for that kind of topic, and I wasn't finding too many. So I thought, well, if there's not something already out there, why don't I just do it? And so that's how the podcast was born. So I couldn't do it without you guys. I really, really couldn't. And some of you are new to our community, and I hope that you've enjoyed the episodes you've listened to so far. If you listen on iTunes, if you subscribe now, you will only get new episodes added to your queue from now on. And so if you're new, make sure you go back into the archives. There's 98 other episodes you can listen to, but you have to download them individually. So if there's a topic that you think is interesting and you want to hear, or a person that you really like and you want to hear from, download their episodes individually. And then that way you can listen to them. And then also, if you go to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com, you can scroll down and see every single episode. I have a post on every single episode, all 99, with pictures and links and show notes and just so much information. And that's all there forever. So it's great. So even if you're newer, you can go back into the archives and, you know, download a bunch for your holiday travel. That's what keeps me going on airplanes. I have one earbud in and I listen to my podcast or my books on tape and things. And that way I can hear the kids and act like I'm totally listening to them. But really, I'm getting some input in the other ear. I'm so sneaky. But I just want to say thank you. These 99 episodes have been such a treat to put together for you. And I know it's not the most professional podcast out there. I know the sound quality can be hit and miss sometimes. I know sometimes there's babies in the background crying. I know sometimes the volume's wonky or the quality's whatever, but the stories are getting told. And I'm going to keep doing it. And I may never become a pro at this, but I'm going to keep creating a space for moms to tell their stories. And if you're listening and you're a mom who thinks you'd like to share your story, I would love to hear from you. If you'd email me at jessica@extraordinarymomspodcast.com, email me and tell me your story. Or if you know somebody you think that I should have on the show, email me and tell me about them and give me their information. And I would love to expand my reach and my audience and include women from all around the country and all around the world. We've been listened to in over 60 countries now, which just blows my mind because I don't even think I can name 60 countries and in every single state in the United States. So it's so cool. It's so, so cool how these stories are being heard around the world. And you know what? I never know sometimes which episodes are really going to be the most popular or resonate the most with people, but it's not necessarily about which ones have the most downloads. It's truly about which episodes are meant for you. It's about that episode that you hear about postpartum depression that validates those feelings you've been having and that inspires you to get out of bed or to get help. It's that episode about that mom of a child with special needs who's endured endless IEP meetings, and you are that mom as well. And you're feeling at your wit's end and you're feeling like you don't know how to help your child anymore. But when you hear the mom on the podcast, you're feeling empowered that you're doing a great, great job. I love hearing how these episodes impact you. So you can always email me if you have a comment. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. Leave that rating or review because it really does help more moms to find the show. And you know what my favorite thing is? Direct messages on Instagram. Whenever I see that little alert that I have mail for my direct message, I don't know. For some reason, that just makes me so happy. So if you're ever compelled by an episode and you want to reach out and tell me what you thought of it, that just makes my day. I love hearing from you. And I love the feedback because it really helps the show to get better. And I love to hear what topics you're interested in because I want to give you more of what you want. So in the coming months, when we launch in 2017 on January 3rd, we have some great guests lined up already, and I've done a lot of the interviews already, and they're just so, so good. We're going to have moms of toddlers. We're going to have a teenager-focused one. We're going to talk about cooking. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about addiction. We're going to talk about just so many amazing topics, some that we've already covered and some that are brand new. And so I'm really excited about 2017. I know it's going to be a great year, and I hope that you set some goals that will really just light you up and really fill your bucket so that you can be the best version of yourself, so that you can really be the best version of the mom that you want to be. Thanks again for tuning in. 99 episodes in. This has been so fun. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, you can do that at JessicaDahlquist3. You can follow me on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast and our website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. So next Tuesday, we have episode 100. Yay! And I want to do something really special, and I'd gone back and forth about what to do about 5,000 times. But ultimately, this is what I came up with. We are going to do update interviews from 5 of your favorite guests. And based on the feedback that I got and the number of downloads and things like that, I selected 5 of our favorite guests, and they're going to give life updates, what's been going on since we last talked to them. And we're going to cover everything from overcoming breast cancer to infertility to having multiples to cerebral palsy surgeries. Are you getting a hint as to who some of these people are? Another guest is going to have a book coming out in the springtime. So we're going to get updates on all of those things, and I cannot wait to share it with you. It's a little longer episode, but I figured you'd probably like that with all your holiday travel, right? And so I can't wait to give you those updates next Tuesday. So thanks so much for tuning in. It's been such a privilege bringing you this podcast every week. You guys are the best. Let's unite as moms, and I hope that you'll feel a little more extraordinary after listening to these episodes. If you love this podcast, will you share it with a friend? That would be the greatest Christmas gift to me. Either share it via your social media or literally pick up your friend's phone and show them how to listen to a podcast. Some people still don't even know what a podcast is. So you be the change in the world, right? So I'll see you next Tuesday for another episode with a bunch of extraordinary moms. Bye.